Les East Coast Music Awards auront lieu cette année à Halifax du 3 au 7 mai et des volontaires francophones sont recherchés pour aider. C'est l'occasion de se faire une belle expérience dans l'événementiel. Aujourd'hui, nous sommes avec Eric Daponte, coordinateur des volontaires, pour nous parler de cela. D'abord, il nous a présenté l'événement.
Yes, so the East Coast Music Awards is an annual event that happens throughout the Maritimes. Each year it's in a different city. And it's put on by the East Coast Music Association. So the association stands to highlight Atlantic Canadian artists throughout the four provinces. And basically this is their premier event. In doing that, they host a conference, an export buyers program where they bring in delegates, and then various shows and an award show. Once a year.
Les East Coast Music Awards célèbrent en fait leurs 35 ans cette année.
It is, yeah. So, yeah, it's kind of a big one. Kind of lucky it's landing back in Halifax, which is obviously one of our most fruitful cities, being the largest Atlantic Canadian city. So, yeah, kind of going a little bit more all out this year. Definitely one of our bigger shows to date. Yeah, and sort of really excited to, we have some of the largest list of delegates we've ever brought in, and a long list of shows. So yeah, it's definitely been a big year and going all out to celebrate the 35th anniversary.
Pour Eric Daponte, il est important que les francophones soient aussi représentés.
Yeah, so I think one of my goals sort of as the volunteer coordinator is just making an inclusive volunteer network. And I think in doing so, obviously, you know, we have to represent the Acadian and French speaking individuals from the Maritimes. So yeah, I'm trying to get as many different people involved with the program as possible, not only to represent sort of the demographic and individuals throughout the Maritimes, but also for sort of that export and delegate piece, because we do bring a lot of people in from all over Canada, you know, people from Quebec, and people from Europe as well. So I think having that francophone bilingual aspect also has a bit of a welcoming aspect to our delegates.
Voici ce qui pourrait être demandé aux volontaires.
There's quite a bit. So from sort of a higher level, we have some of our stage managing, venue managing roles, which are sort of acting as the head of certain venues throughout the festival, managing some of the volunteers doing specific roles throughout. And then we have everything from, you know, transportation, drivers, picking up artists at the airport, you know, taking gear and artists between venues. You know, we have venue greeters, we have people doing capacity control, we have ticket sellers, we have people working the red carpet, doing security, we have people helping set up, doing tech and stage. So yeah, there's quite a wide range. Definitely some that require certain skill sets, but most are entry level and very open for people to sort of get in.
En échange d'être volontaire, vous pourrez bénéficier de certains avantages.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, so some of the main perks just being, you know, you do get access to the festival. So based on the number of hours you work, you do get tickets to certain shows throughout. You do get access to the conference. So if you are a musician or interested in sort of that part of the industry, hearing from different professionals talking about anything from streaming to touring, various things like that, you do get access to that portion of the event as well. And then we do have obviously snacks, coffee, you know, we treat everyone like royalty at the volunteer center. You do get a volunteer t-shirt from our sponsor, New Scotland Clothing. And then we do have a Volunteer of the Week award. So all of our team leads basically submit their Volunteer of the Week, someone that has kind of gone above and beyond during the festival. And we do hand that award out at the industry awards on the Sunday.
Si vous êtes intéressé, voici comment candidater.
Yeah, so we do have an application. It's through a system called Better Impact. You can find the application on our website, ecma.com. If you go to the ECMA 2023 tab, there is a drop-down menu for the volunteer application. So yeah, it's a pretty simple application, just sort of getting your general interests, what teams you'd like to be involved with, a little information about you, what sort of your experience is, have you ever volunteered before? You know, if you're volunteering for transport, do you have a driver's license? So a few things like that, just kind of getting to know you a bit.
Et voici son mot de la fin.
I think personally, I mean, I am a long-term volunteer. I'm from what out west out originally, so I volunteered for events like Sled Island and Calgary Folk Fest, and that's how I sort of got involved volunteering. Yeah, and I think like I think the hardest part about volunteering obviously is the time commitment and obviously it being unpaid. But I think looking past that, the amount of doors that has opened for me and my exploration of being involved in sort of the events and music industry has been kind of priceless in the long run, and obviously put me in a position where I am today. So yeah, I definitely encourage anyone who's interested in getting involved in events or the music industry to volunteer. It's a great way to sort of see it from the behind the scenes, get to network, meet a few people, and kind of see if it's something for you and something you want to get into long term, for sure.
Comme disait Eric, vous pouvez candidater via le site web des East Coast Music Awards, ecma.com. Merci à Eric Dapont pour cette entrevue. C'était Adèle de C98 pour IGL Halifax.